This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers that are out there, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep our country free and safe. Remember to everybody that's working on the third watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. You can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out. And if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us over there as we are broadcasting on the live stream coming from the radio station, goes to my website and goes to the satellite. So that's exactly what's coming out of where I'm sitting here right now, and it does not go down. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the Monmouth poll tells us that the Virginia gubernatorial race is dead even.
Yes, this is also a really significant, Captain. Terry McAuliffe's lead was by about 5 points or so in the last week or 2 weeks or so, and Youngkin has erased that lead, basically. So now I think McAuliffe finds himself in a place he didn't believe he was going to be, and that's why I think you're going to continue to hear, this is a Trump candidate with Trump policies and all that stuff that he got mad at the reporter, the local reporter, who did a great job, by the way, asking him questions about stuff I guess people don't care about, like crime and stuff like that.
Well, we have a report that's coming from Google that they are going to allow Terry McAuliffe to run some ads. Let me see here. Let me get the column. To run some ads that will be fake news, that will not be true, talking about the gubernatorial race in Virginia.
Well, you know, my goodness, I guess whose side are they on?
We know whose side they're on.
Right, exactly. Well, again, this is very significant because it points up, again, the massive amount of influence that these social media platforms can have. And certainly it's not, there's not going to be reciprocity for the other candidate. And so again, it starts to say these people are actually publishers. They're approving or they're creating content, basically.
Well,
and here we go again.
Well, somebody just said, where's the story at? It's in Breitbart, and I'll read the headline because I'm not going to read the story. It's too long. Here it is. Google allows McAuliffe campaign to create fake news headlines for search ads.
Right.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
So when you go to search their campaign, you're going to come up with a fake ad with fake information.
Yep. Well, again, that's the whole idea is information. And if you could steer people a certain way, especially if they're out looking for information about a campaign or a candidate or an election or an issue, and you can steer people a certain way, generally speaking, yeah, you wield a lot of influence.
Now, police in Utah have arrested a 15-year-old who was bragging and making threats against the school he was in, planning to attack the school.
It's just, you know, as we go through and hopefully coming out of the COVID issues and so forth, but we're seeing an uptick in this kind of thought and this kind of people being unhinged.
Uh-huh.
Horrible.
Now we have another poll here. Let me see here. Let me get to this. 77% of Americans polled say they believe Facebook and Twitter do more harm than good.
Well, right. I think because, again, of the nature sometimes of the atmosphere that's there and so forth. You know, people spend a lot of time on these things, and sometimes it's not as edifying, I think, as, and some people use it for business, or they legitimately want to connect with their friends or people they haven't talked to for 20 years.
Yeah, I have a business account there for the radio show.
Well, of course, exactly. It's a tool like anything else, and it's how you use it, just like anything else. But unfortunately, because of the divisiveness and the so-called Facebook jail and stuff like that. Yeah,
you mean like Jeff?
Like Jeff, right. Well, I think even Ron.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
Darn troublemakers.
That's right. But again, it's the divisiveness, and people, I think, really are getting tired of that kind of thing, and they want to be able to interact, but they don't want to be policed in a way that that if you were just talking in a bar or a restaurant or a place to get together, the police can't come by and say, stop talking about this.
Yeah, you know, no, finally, we're fixing to go to break here. The stakes are enormous, but the Steve Bannon case, contempt of Congress, criminal contempt of Congress on not testifying, is going to test the power of the United States Congress.
Oh, well, it certainly will. And watch for these big legal challenges. We'll see where it goes.
Hold that thought, folks. Coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren is going to take us to break.
Of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Let's celebrate.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Yes, we will. And by the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at SaveABabyNow.com. That's SaveABabyNow.com. Now, friends, the right to life is one we conservatives hold dear, and right now we have an opportunity to get on the front lines in the battle for life. Now, we're partnering with Heartbeat and International, and what they do is provide call centers for women who are facing uncertainty due to unexpected pregnancies. And any big decision in life like this should be made after you've gotten all the information you can get. And that's why the call centers of Heartbeat International seek to do to help these women in their incredibly challenging times. Now, you can help them by going to the website, SaveABabyNow.com. That's SaveABabyNow.com. And donate to Heartbeat International to those call centers to get staff. Now, any amount is greatly appreciated. But if you were to be so generous as to give them, say, $75, it would keep a call center open with all the operators and all the people that are in there for one full hour. Now, please help those women who need advice and counsel during these crucial times. And by doing so, you'll be helping give the unborn children a shot at life. Once again, that's SaveABabyNow.com, the website SaveABabyNow.com. And I thank you for supporting them. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds like a great, great cause, Captain.
Yep, we were with them last year, and they're back again, and if my wife were alive, she'd be doing it, not me.
Yeah.
She'd be mentioning it. Now, Russia is demanding, are you ready for this?
Yep.
Russia is demanding humanitarian aid for the Taliban during the Afghanistan talks. I say no way in hell.
Well, because we know, Captain, that the money is never going to go.
Of course not.
To go to the Taliban will simply intercept it or pocket it or purpose it for things that are really, really bad. But you know, Captain, I don't know. Maybe do they think the Taliban could act businesslike? I mean, this is where our own government has described them as businesslike. So maybe that's Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Maybe he thinks, hey, we can give them some money and they'll do the right thing. But we know that would be wrong.
Well, we know that there are certain parties. The Russians, of course, are pushing the Chinese, the Koreans, and the Iranians, you know, to help Afghanistan. Of course, all these countries have something personal in the mix. And I say to it, no, don't do it.
Well, exactly. You know, the Taliban, you know, they're going to continue these policies that they have. They believe they're going to somehow influence the rest of the world or be on the world stage or be part of the UN or all this kind of stuff, you know, but we know exactly what they're all about.
Now, Joe Biden is reported to be concerned about the Chinese hypersonic missiles, and I would be, too, if I was the president and I got a big surprise in my iced tea that said, oh, by the way, the Chinese just launched some hypersonic missiles that are capable of hitting us anywhere in the world at any time.
Well, yeah, and all of a sudden, you know, he was asked about this as he was going out to the airplane, basically, and he had the one-word answer, and he said, in other words, the question was, are you concerned about the hypersonic missile from China? And he says, yes. And it's like, oh, that's all you're going to get, you know. And not trying to be funny, but this is the kind of thing. This is why Joe Biden's popularity is so low. Is because he does stuff like that.
Let me explain something in layman's terms to the people that don't understand what we're talking about. You throw these missiles up in the air, which are high-speed missiles, which means they have to be taken down by a missile that can catch them and knock them down or get in their way or whatever. The chances of that when they're much faster than the missiles that are going up at them are less than 50-50. That's number one. So let's say we have 300 ships on the ocean and they launch 300 missiles. Of the 300 missiles, probably 150 would hit their targets, the ships, and sink them right in the spot and we'd lose half our Navy.
Right.
That's what it means.
That's right. So in other words, what you're describing is a first strike weapon of sorts.
That's right.
And not a strategic nuclear weapon,
nope.
but a first strike kind of weapon that could cripple the United States literally overnight.
Okay, now I got a suggestion for the Democrats that are listening to me. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has told the Democrats, you want to pass something? You want to do the right thing? You want to get the American people off your back? Pass the bipartisan law to convict cop killers and put them away forever.
Well, this would be a thing, Captain, and most of the liberal Democrats, not all Democrats on Capitol Hill, but a lot, this would be something that would tear their mind apart because, wait a minute, police are bad. We can't come out against the people who are so anti-police that they can't stand it anymore. You know, and so it would be very difficult to get them to agree. But that being said, no, it's exactly, Kevin McCarthy is exactly right. They should pass that.
Now, did you hear anything at all along the line about a military attack on a base in Syria that was shared by troops of the allies there, including American troops that were there? Did you hear anything at all about that?
Well, we're not hearing a lot about it in the mainstream media, but, yeah, there was a military outpost in Syria that was attacked on Wednesday.
Yes, and it was almost overrun. It was they hit them with everything they had. The Syrians hit them with everything they possibly had to try to take that outpost, and it did not happen.
Yes, exactly.
So thank goodness for the U.S. people that were there, the other forces that were there with us, and I also understand they called in air support.
Yep.
Which is a good way to get rid of the problem.
Well, that's right. Exactly.
Yep. Okay, here's one for you. Haven't heard much about this, but his name is Nicholas Burns, President Joe Biden's nominee for an ambassador at large, I believe. He's been nominated, and he changed his tune on the war of words between the United States and China yesterday.
Well, right. He's, I think, said at times the U.S. can't trust China on Taiwan, so that's actually a good thing. But he goes on to say that the U.S. needs to investigate the Chinese have to answer questions, I believe, about the coronavirus as well.
Now, Joe Biden headed to his hometown in
Scranton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania. He touted the middle-class values of his $2 trillion spending plan. Really?
Well, you know, and he also...
Remember, it's free.
Well, it's all free, and he also meandered through a bunch of other stories and this kind of stuff. But this is, again, they use this as a backdrop to try... They're trying to do anything to right the ship, whether it's Biden doing it, whether it's the people around him who are trying to come up with this kind of thing, but to really kind of have the gall to go out and talk about values and the spending bill and this kind of thing with what we've seen with this Biden administration is really rich.
Yeah, and speaking of rich, I wonder when they're going to realize that they're not pulling the wool over anybody's eyes right now.
Well, they're really not. I think the American people see this not only in the spending bill, but also in how the Biden administration is trying to frame itself right now. And I think a really good place to start, Captain, just real briefly, a really good place to start is with Jen Psaki and her sort of methodology of dealing with the reporters at the White House. She's not helping matters, I'll tell you that, with the way that she interacts with them.
All right, folks, I want you to listen to this one. We haven't seen this in over 10 years. Gasoline prices at the refinery, process coming out of the refinery with the federal tax in it, coming out at $2.51 a gallon. That's the highest it's been in 10 years. That's number one. Diesel, $2.59 a gallon. Same thing. Highest it's been in 10 years. Thank you, Joe Biden. By the way, the futures on oil, $96 a barrel. It is certainly going to hit 100. The Iranians are going to be ecstatic.
Ecstatic is the exact right word. And, Captain, the Biden administration has managed to do this in 9 short months.
Yep.
We're not talking years down the road. We're talking in 9 months. They've literally ruined all this stuff.
And anybody in the Biden tank right now, anybody in the Biden tank, including the Department of Energy Secretary Grantham, the one former governor of Michigan, that are trying to blame this on Donald Trump, they need to take their head and stick it in a rain barrel until they can't breathe anymore.
Well,
because it's not true.
Well,
this is all on Biden.
Well, sure it is. How we got here is so... easy to identify because Biden came in and pretty much reversed every single thing Donald Trump ever did, any policy that was in place, because it was somehow Donald Trump's policy. And, of course, it just happened to dovetail with their special vision for America.
And I heard a guy last night on Fox, and I'll talk about it when we get back here, but I heard a guy last night that tried to blame all of this on Trump, and he talked about how bad things were before Joe Biden came around, and he'd taken care of this and taken care of that. Yeah, what a moron. What a moron. I'll emphasize that when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lots of meetings have been taken in recent days and weeks when it comes to COVID-19 vaccines and booster shots. Now, the latest is CDC advisors are holding a Thursday meeting on whether to recommend the FDA's authorization of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID booster vaccines The FDA made the move, noting that any of the three vaccines could be used as a booster in a mix-and-match approach. If the advisors now with the CDC give the recommendation, CDC Chief Dr. Rochelle Walensky could be next to sign off on it, and it could be in place within a matter of days. Former President Trump is getting ready to start posting on the World Wide Web again. Yes, Trump announced he is launching his own social media network called Truth Social. It says it's to, quote, stand up to the tyranny of big tech. Wall Street ended mixed on Wednesday, and this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. Of course, Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast, is heard on the weekends live at 8 p.m. on many of these same stations, and many stations get it on delay a little bit later after the show's over. But ArmedAmericanRadio.org is a website. Go there, check him out and what he's all about. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, the reason we're talking about Mike Lindell is because he's an all-around great guy, got great products. Kyle and I have bought a lot of their products, and we've used the promo code CAPTAIN to save tremendous amounts of money on the products that we bought. And you can, too. You can go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at whatever he's got on the homepage there. It says, with your promo code, price so-and-so and such, and you notice you're saving a lot of money when you do that. Now, the promo code you need to know is CAPTAIN. That's it, CAPTAIN. That saves you all the money you need to have. And they also have the Radio Listener Specials page there. If you go to the Radio Listener Specials page and click on that, open the page up, there'll be dozens of items in there, which are insanely, ridiculously marked down, even lower than what they are on the homepage of the website. And you'll be able, again, to take advantage of those low prices by using the promo code CAPTAIN. It's that simple. Now, many people don't want to order online, but they will call up on a telephone to do so. So they have a phone number just for that reason. And here it is, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call at 800-641-5459 And if you got any questions about the products they've got there, ask them. They'll give you an answer. And you can place your order right there using the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. It's that simple. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459, and happy shopping. And, Kyle, we've been very happy shopping campers there for a while, haven't we?
Well, that's exactly right. And just the savings and the discounts are really there, folks. So you got to check out MyPillow.com. Go to the radio listener special page.
Well, when I bought those towels, I saved $60.
Yes.
Yeah, and you will too, because you're going to buy them the same way I did.
Exactly
using
right.
Using a promo code CAPTAIN.
Just the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you need.
Now, Marco Rubio yesterday spoke up, and he says, using Florida ports for more imports will help. It'll be the short-term fix for the supply chain woes. Well, that's absolutely true, because no one state can solve the problem that's out there in California and up and down the East Coast. There's going to be other states that'll have to step up. But Florida certainly has the room for some of the containers that need to be stored, as well as need to be offloaded and delivered. And hopefully they won't have mold in them on the product that's inside when they open the doors, but because they've been on there so long, this is going to be the problem now.
Well, exactly right. And, yes, we should be doing everything in our power right now to get these things unloaded, the ships turned around and headed back, and this kind of thing. But unfortunately, Captain, I don't know that even this administration really has the fortitude to really press for that. It's really quite shocking. Because they're not going to be able to hide the results of inaction any very much longer. And I can't imagine the blowback on this administration that they're going to get they don't want to say Christmas is canceled, but Christmas is difficult, let's say.
Yeah. Now, the Senate GOP has once again blocked the Democrats' election bill with a filibuster.
Yep. That's right, and again, you'll hear a lot more about how we have got to get rid of the filibuster.
Well, of course, Schumer wants to get rid of it.
Well, exactly.
But guess who said no?
Who's that?
Manchin and Sinema.
Yeah, well, precisely. And you know, Captain, there was some flurry a little bit earlier yesterday about Joe Manchin with the notion that he could. There's no plans that we know of at this point, but the topic came up, though, in a very big way, that he might want to switch at some point. And, he's been basically told, I think, that there's open arms that if he wanted to make that switch.
That's correct, if he wanted to become a Republican, because his state, his home state, West Virginia, has actually now become a Republican state.
Yes, I heard it described this way, and that was, the Democrats pretty much hate everything that is state.
They hated everything. They hated everything about West Virginia.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, can you imagine the kind of earthquake that would be, even ahead of 2022,
yeah,
if he were to change and the Senate would switch?
When those coal miners were told by Kamala and Joe, don't worry, we're going to take away your coal production, but we're going to allow you to make windmills and turbines and solar panels and this, that, and the other, and that's how you'll be able to make a living, good-paying jobs for $15 an hour. Are you aware of the fact that they can make 10 times that in a coal mine?
Well, sure. And look at what happened up with the Keystone Pipeline and so forth. The specialty workers, the specialty technical knowledge they need is not something they're just going to go and get the same pay somewhere else.
Yeah, and there's a special place in hell for those people, too, that are trying to stop this. This is America. Let them work. All right, now, once again, in case you haven't heard, partial human remains have been found in Northport, Florida, at that Florida Nature Reserve. They believe that this is Brian Laundrie by the clothing that was found near there. They're going to do a DNA check before they say much of anything else, but this is what was left of a body, which means that the critters got to it, and this is what I was telling you all along, knowing what I knew about that remote area down there, plus the fact that, as Kyle pointed out last hour, this was the area that was underwater where you had snakes and you had alligators that were moving around at will.
Right. And so this is going to be, again, it's a very grisly discovery, You know, again, we don't know, Captain, what kind of evidence they'll be able to put together that will shed any more light on what happened to Gabby. Or
they found a notebook.
They did. So could it contain any kind of, and again, just speculation, could it contain any kind of confession, or could it contain any other kind of thing like
They think, and we think it might have, because that's when they said, this is now a murder case, we found the notebook.
Right, so that was a dramatic
shift. They said
that,
not me.
Right, yeah, so that is a dramatic shift. So perhaps he was talking about what happened and so forth, but again, it's the whole thing is a major, just a terrible, terrible tragedy. There's no doubt about it. But if the search for Brian Laundrie is over, then maybe it'll shed some more light.
Now, a Democratic Senator, Richard Blumenthal, said that Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg should testify in front of Congress.
Well, right, exactly. And they're talking about the effects of Instagram, especially on children, and that's, I think, what he wants them to kind of talk about.
And there's a new rule in the Commerce Department that's cracking down on sales of hacking tools to foreign governments. Well, do you think?
Well, yeah, why haven't we done that already?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
now public school enrollments fell by nearly 3 million in the year 2019 to 2020. I know what happened, but what do you think happened?
Well, Captain, I think number one, the parents saw their kids get lost into Zoom hell, basically. Things didn't get done. They weren't learning anything. You've also got a lot of these draconian policies. You've got the weirdness in the schools to begin with. People are going to gravitate to either homeschooling, and I've seen, even in my area, we've seen people get out of the public schools and go to private schools or parochial schools, for example, and we've seen that we know people who've done this.
Yep, and I know people are doing homeschooling.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. So now, of course, with critical race theory and all of the stuff that's going on in schools, parents standing up, it's a sea change.
Now, in lieu of the New York Police Department being told that get the shot or else, the New York's NYPD's largest union is now suing New York City over the vaccine mandate, and that's moving along rapidly right now.
Well, it is, and I'm not surprised that the union is doing that. And at the same time, Captain, I think Americans, by and large, are just flabbergasted by the fact that we're taking these first responders and we're doing this to them.
And then, just to wrap things up here, Real Clear Politics average. I was telling you, I was looking at the poll yesterday, couldn't believe what I was seeing. Well, put this one on, folks. Real Clear Politics average of all the polls that are out there on Joe Biden says that his approval yesterday hit the lowest of its points so far, 42.3%.
Well, he's striving to go lower than that.
How low can you go?
Right.
All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more to Captain America Third Watch as we come back with the Trucker's Highway Bible Report. Going to check it. The fog area has gotten much bigger down there in Texas. I kind of figured it would. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. More coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Trucker's Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Science and Freedom.
Alrighty, that's Turn Up the Radio, and that's done by Autograph. Hey, Kyle, we turned up the radio on that one.
We sure did. That's right.
I did. I gave it a little bit more volume.
Yeah, and we turned it up all the way from 1984.
Right. Alrighty, well, folks, you got some weather out west. Kyle's going to tell you about it. Go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have weather out west, and what we are doing is we are watching these storm systems going to be coming through the Pacific Northwest. We've already got some reports of rain, of course, in places like Portland and Seattle and so forth are going to be starting up and moving through the next several days. Richard the Marine there on the Oregon coast already is going to have some stormy weather there as well and low temperatures. But what's going to happen over the next several days is we're going to have this atmospheric river, as they say, bringing all this moisture into the Pacific Northwest, Northern California, then to Southern California as we hit towards the beginning of next week. But it's also going to bring a lot of snow into the Sierra Nevadas and the mountains as it moves through the western United States. So you want to be aware of this. You want to be careful. We do have right now immediately a flash flood watch near Reno, north of Reno, up through Susanville, California, and also wind advisory up near Lakeview, Southern Oregon, along Highway 395. So be careful out there.
You betcha. And let's take a look at what we got going on in the Midwest before we move over to the East Coast. We've got in Kansas right now along I-70, we've got an area of frost in about probably 150, almost 200 miles on I-70 from the Colorado line. And then up into the central part of Kansas tonight, up US 75, looks like we got a little frost in about 25, 30 miles, and it goes down the west side of Kansas down towards Oklahoma. It doesn't quite get to Oklahoma. Now, in the last hour, we've had a major change in the fog out there. Right now, coming across I-10, you're going to hit patches of it around New Orleans. Then you're going to go out of it if you're going across I-12, but you're going to pick it up again on I-10 in the western part of Louisiana, and you're going to have it all the way to San Antonio, Texas, along I-10 tonight. In addition, you've got fog all the way down to just about the Mexican border right now. Pea soup thick fog off the coast, off the Gulf. It looks like it's inland as far as about 25, 30 miles. So it'll be along all the north-south routes that are there right now. Now, if you're up in Lake Michigan, up in that area, you've got some windy conditions up there, unsettled conditions, as well as up in the Upper Peninsula. You also have fog on the East Coast right now along the Chesapeake Bay and down around, down around Norfolk in Virginia and down around Wilmington in North Carolina. There is some fog there along the edge. And down in the Keys tonight, the Florida Keys, we have some gusty, windy conditions down there. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Check him out at KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, and joining us on the telephone right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, the police think, the FBI notified the reporters that they think they may have found the remains of this Brian Laundrie's down there in the reserve in Northport because the water has receded from some of the areas where they thought he might have been hiding, and now they've found remains, I'll put it that way, because it looks like the critters got to the body. They found remains at a possible campsite, as well as clothing.
The press conference yesterday, interestingly enough, used by the FBI Tampa, which is not the lead agency, by the way. It is the FBI.
In Wyoming?
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was the first time that they used the word murder. And I believe that the reason that they did that is because in part of the possessions that they found at the campsite was his notebook. It was a book bag and a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe there is some indication that they have already necessarily cultivated what was in the notebook to determine that there is murder. So obviously at this point nobody will be charged, or he can't be charged because he's gone. We're pretty sure it is in fact him. They will check dental records in order to confirm that, which is procedural. But I believe that's why they use the term murder.
Yeah, and the family attorney for this Brian Catt came out and said that they believed it was him, and he wouldn't say something like that if they didn't think so.
Well, that they said that it was him that they found, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not surprised because, again, we talked about this early on. That was very remote down there. The reptiles that were in there, the alligators, the snakes that were in there, poisonous snakes were all over the place, and it wouldn't take a brain surgeon to figure out if you went into there, you really had to be really good at what you were doing, armed to protect yourself and whatnot, and I really don't think that, even though he was hiding, I don't think it worked. Just me saying
well,
that.
It's not, the investigation's not over because
no.
Now they'll see what the parents know.
You betcha. And we think the parents were involved in it too because it looks like as if he got the clothes from home, changes the clothes, I might add, and maybe even some food. Aha. How about that? All right, well, Ron Evers is going to take us to break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Evers, host of the Evers Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.